You're listening to Breakthrough Assembly Podcast. Here at Breakthrough, we don't judge, just build. Thank you for joining us. We hope that you hear from God and receive your breakthrough today. Enjoy the message.
Good evening, everybody. Amen. Welcome to Bible study. We made it to the middle of the week, amen. For those who have to go out and go to work, hey, that's a good thing. We over the hump, right? Amen. So that's for me. So I just wanted to, first of all, I just wanted to thank you for being here and to just let you know to keep Pastor in prayer. He's not doing well. He's at home, he's in the bed, and I told him the other day, you should not come in the building because he just needs rest. You know, he's tired, you know, but also he took his first shot and it took action on him. So he's not feeling well right now. So we're just going to keep on praying him through. Just like he holds us up and keeps us up, we're going to keep him up. Amen. So if you'll stand with me, we're going to go ahead and we're going to pray. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for bringing us to the end of our day, Lord God, to the beginning of the end of our day. We thank you, Lord God, for getting us through the rest of this day, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us, Lord God, just to be able to hear your voice, Lord God, and know what you want us to do, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we know we have you to rely on, Lord God, to lay back on, Lord God, to trust. We thank you for it, Father. And we welcome you in this place this evening, Lord God, and we ask you to speak to us, Lord God. I surrender myself to you, Lord God. I just ask you in Jesus' name to use me. Use my voice, Lord God. Use what you want in me, Lord God. I surrender to you and I hide behind you, Lord God. And I ask you to totally come forward in the name of Jesus and just show yourself, Lord God. Allow your words to be heard in our ears, Lord God. Allow what you want us to do, Lord God, to be received today, Lord God. Speak clearly, Lord God, so that we can hear you. And we thank you for your presence. We thank you, Lord God, for being here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can be seated. When we were studying in Sunday school, we studied the book of Esther. And when we studied the book of Esther, something kind of rose up on the inside of me as far as the queen. You know, some questions rose up on the inside of me. And then I began to imagine what she was going through. So I asked Pastor if I could speak on it. So I've been holding on to this for a while and seemed like I have got nothing. But what I do have is what I give. Amen. Sometimes we have these big plans and this big broad thought that we want to put on paper, and then God just changes the whole plan. Amen. It seems to be what happens up in this place, you know. So that must mean the Holy Spirit is really having his way in here. Amen. So what we think and what we write down, what we know is not exactly what God wants you to know. Amen. Not all the time. So the title of this message I have is What's Done is Done. What's Done is Done. And we're coming from Esther 1, 10 through 12. I didn't write that down. So I just want to ask a question. Have you ever made a bad decision? Have you ever made a decision on your own and thought to yourself, I blew it. Amen. I made the wrong decision. Big decision. Have you ever made a big decision and after you did it, you wish you could catch the words before they fell to the ground? Ever done that before? I've done that plenty of times. Amen. And I thought to myself, I blew it. Everything I try, everything that I try to do, I blew it trying to make it up. I can't make it up. Amen? That's scary. Every time you think back on it, you get mad at yourself. You ever do that? Every time you think back on it, you get mad at yourself because you can't change it. You can't take it back. It's done. What's done is done. Amen? So when we read it in Sunday school, Queen Vashti's actions, it just pierced my heart. And I really wanted to just talk about it. That's what I wanted to do. I just wanted to explain to you what God showed me, the vision that God showed me as far as the queen and the decision that she made. We're not going to read the whole story because we know the story. And it's not about the whole story. It's just about her. I just want to talk about her. So the story is King Ahasuerus had a party, a big, big party. The party was so big that it was days long. And there was endless drinking at this party. It was a big party. Amen. I mean, it was grand. He had all the good stuff laid out. And he even made a rule that it don't matter how much you drink. You can just keep drinking, keep drinking. You can drink all you want. So he made sure that the servants were there standing beside the people. So when they wanted more to drink, they gave it to him. Amen. So King Ahasuerus had a big party. The party was so big that it lasted for days. And there was endless drinking, unlimited drinking. Amen? Making a point, unlimited drinking. And on the seventh day of the party, something happened. So on the seventh day of his party, I said the party was days long. On the seventh day of his party, something happened that just, I don't know, it just kind of lit up like as bright as this light is in me. And I thought about it and thought about it to the point where God said, well, let's talk about it. Amen. So scripture, is Esther 1. Read 10 and 11. I'm sorry about that. Give me 1 second. So Esther 1:10. My glasses. Hold on. I do this every time. Okay, 10. On the seventh day, when the heart of the king was merry with wine, when the heart of the king was merry with wine, when the heart of the king was merry with wine, you hear me? When the heart of the king was merry with wine, he was drunk. The king was drunk. Remember, he had a big party and it was endless drinking. So on the seventh day of all that drinking, you think he's not gonna be drunk? He was drunk. So on the seventh day, his heart was merry with wine, and he commanded the seven chamberlains that served in the presence of the king. And he sent them to bring Queen Vashti before the king with the crown royal, with the royal crown. Amen. To show the people the and the princes her beauty, for she was fair to look on. She was beautiful. So he's drunk. And he's thinking, send forth my wife, send forth the queen. Let me show you what I have. He's ready to show her off, right? He's happy. You know, when you get drunk, you get a little giddy. You get a little, your spirits lift up. You know, your emotions get a little high. And he says, send forth my beautiful wife. Go get the queen. Bring her to me. And the chamberlain men went to get Queen Vashti in. They let her know that your husband is summoning you. He wants you to come with the crown, with the royal crown, to his party. Now, Queen Vashti was having her own little party. She was having a party with the girls while he was having a party with the guys. Okay? So the king is over here doing his big, elaborate, huge thing. And the queen is over here having her own little party. So the chamberlain then kind of like crashed their party. So Queen Vashti has a decision to make. Queen Vashti has a decision to make. So she decides to refuse. She refused to go. Now, I wish I would have been a fly on the wall just to hear what was going on at that time, because think about it. Queen Vashti just refused the king. He said, bring her to me. She told the guys, no, I'm not going. Could have gone so many ways. So in my mind, I'm thinking, she said, no, I'm not going. I'm having a party of my own, you know. I'm having a good time, you know. So tell him, no, I'm not coming. That's one way it could have went. Or she could have asked counsel and pulled the, you know, guys to the side and say, hey, listen, I'm having a party. I'm having a really good time. Do you think, you know, he could just give me a few more minutes, you know, just hold back a little bit of time? They could have said no, but she don't know because she didn't ask, right? So she's probably drunk too. They're having a party, 7 days long, you know, so far. And so she's probably drunk as well. And she gives a firm, stern no. It says she refused. She refused. I'm not going. That's huge to say to the king, right? She said it. She didn't say it to her girls. She didn't ask for counsel of her girlfriends. She didn't ask. I don't even know if they were her friends, but she was showing off. She didn't ask the counsel of the ladies that was in her home. I'm assuming they would have been friends or somebody she liked to the point where she gonna say no to the king for you. You gotta be somebody. So she didn't ask counsel of them. She didn't ask, girl, ladies, what should I do? You know, I gotta go. Or she could have said, girls, drink up, have fun. I'll be right back. And she could have went to the king and said, can we speed this up a little bit? You know, I'm having a party. She didn't do that either. She decided within herself to be emotional. She went through the emotions, right? So she probably was drunk. And so was he, because it says he was. But she probably was too. But when she decided to say no, she decided to disobey. Rebellion set in. So that's a big thing, because once she said no, it changed things. You know, she's in her emotions. I'm having a party. Why would you call me? Why would you ask for me to do this? You know, he's saying all this good stuff. She's beautiful. Bring her with the royal crown. She's beautiful to look at. He's like giving the men pumped up, you know, wow, let me see what he got, you know, let me see how she looks, you know. I can just imagine. I can only imagine. And she gets offended as the queen to the king. She is offended, and she says, no, I'm not going. I'm having a party. No, whatever, be gone, you know. So she didn't ask for counsel, but the king did. He did. He pulled all his councilmen together. He pulled his wise counsel together. And he said, what should we do? Because he is ticked off, right? He is mad. He is furious. That's what it says. It says he was mad. He was angry. And the anger was burning in him. So he asked, what should we do? Now, I'm sure Queen Vashti did not expect it to go that far. Everything she had was in her queenship. You know what I mean? Everything she was partying about was about her queenship. You know what I mean? She wasn't just having any kind of regular party. She had brought the best in. You know, I'm pretty sure the wives, the ladies that were there were wives to the men that were the guests of the king. And they were royal. But she got a little bit into herself and she got caught up in her emotions. Have you ever made a bad decision, caught up in your emotions, that you cannot change? And you say, I blew it. And I'm pretty sure she was like, I didn't mean to say that. You know? I'm pretty sure that's what she was thinking. Oh, I did not mean to say that. You know? Not to the king. She sent message to him. I'm not coming. That's a big deal. To the king. You know, he wasn't no Joe Schmo. He was a king. He was ruler. And he had rule. And what he said went. So what happened? She made a bad decision. And I can only imagine what was going on with her, how emotional she was. She had to be up in her emotions to come back with such a no that she refused. So even if they said you're going, she said, because she refused, she said, no, I'm not. She refused. She didn't say, I don't really want to go. Do I have to go? She said, I'm not going. I won't be there. Count me out. That's what she said. So she refused and she rebelled. So, excuse me, mother. So disobedience sets in. The king asked for counsel. So because she didn't do it, she was replaced. She was replaced. She lost everything. All because of one moment. Have you ever got caught up in your emotions? And you said something really bad that you hurt your friend, your family, someone that was dear to your heart to. And you don't know what to do now because you can't take it back. You see them hurt. You know, either you see them hurt or you see their comeback. Their comeback could be your death. Their comeback could be your removal. She was removed. She was replaced. So my whole point of this is, when we read about this and read about the queen, is why was she so rebellious to that point that she refused? You know, and I felt for her. Because he said she was beautiful. He was saying all these good things about her. He was just bragging. And that's what men do with their women. They brag. And that's what he was doing, but she took offense to it. And I think it, in my mind, in my own thoughts, I'm thinking she took offense because, one, she may have been a little bit drunk. And two, because she was having her own agenda. Sometimes people need you and you are busy. Sometimes people need you, and sometimes the time that you are most needed is when you're preoccupied with something else of your own. So we have to sacrifice whatever we have or whatever we're doing in order to make sure that what is requested of us or what is expected of us. Because see, Queen Vashti, when she made that decision, when the king asked for counsel, When they responded to what he should do, they said, "Well, let's talk about this." Because she didn't only do that to the king; she did it to everybody. Everybody became victim. Why? Because the wives were there, and she was partying with them, so she was their example. So, can you imagine just being one of the guests, one of the ladies? I would have been like, "I'm gonna leave now. You know, I'm gonna let y'all work this out." You know, because I don't want to have no part of it. You know what I mean? I can only imagine what those ladies were thinking. It's a ripple effect. Your decision affects somebody else. I've said this before. The decisions that we choose to make, especially in heat and in the heat of the moment, they affect other people. You know, and sometimes you're not the only one that get burned. You're not the only one to get punished. We do too. So one, think about that before we open up our mouths and speak to people. We speak life and not death. Amen. There's a tone you should use always when you're a child of God, when you're just anybody. There's a tone that you should use and always have it available to be able to talk to people, understand people, explain to people, you know what I mean, and communicate with people. There's a way to do it. God is not God don't yank you up unless you done did something for him to yank you up. But God don't just up and say, yank you up. You know, you're going to be my child. You know, he doesn't do that. He gives us the choice. What did he do? He sent his son Jesus on the cross so we can make our own decision. Right? But there's a way that you would communicate with people. There's a way that you explain yourself, express yourself, show yourself. There's a way to do everything. There's a way to do it. And the way Queen Vashti did it was not good. And because of that, the ladies did suffer a little bit. They made rules and laws about the women and how they had to be obedient to their husbands. You know, they had to, whatever the man of the house said, went. Now, I'm assuming that wasn't the rule before because it didn't go that far. But after that, it was the rule. So what we say, what we do, please be very careful because it affects other people. Amen. I'm missing something in here, but we're going to go to We're going to go to 1 Peter. I think it's this thing keep falling. We're going to go to 1 Peter 5, 8. It keeps sliding down. I don't know how to stop it. Okay. Thank you, Tani. So 1 Peter 5, 8. And it says, be sober, be vigilant, be alert. You know, be alert. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. She got caught just that quick. In an instant, in a second, the words of rebellion flew out of her mouth so fast, she didn't know what happened. Amen. And repercussion came right after it too, right? Because her husband, because the king, see, he's pretty set up, so he knew what to do. I'm gonna ask my counsel, because he has people to make decisions for him, people who know the law. They right here, right? He's the king. So how long did she think she was going to get away with that? Did she really think that she was going to say, no, I'm not coming, and walk over and keep partying? Now, I wouldn't be surprised if she got yanked up, right? Because it's the way that she did it. She could have did it another way. And I really don't know. I wasn't there. You know, we weren't there. But you really just don't know what was going on, you know, at that moment in time with her. But you don't want to do the same thing. It's the whole point. When we make mistakes, it's already done. What's done is done. But we can ask God for forgiveness. We can ask that person for forgiveness. But the best forgiveness, the best thing that we can do to prove ourselves that we are sincere, is to explain, to share. So we want to become transparent. And that very thing right there that Queen Vashti went through, if I were her, I would share it with my children, with my grandchildren. I would share it to the day I die, so that I would teach them not to do that. I would teach my children there's a way to speak to people. And when you make the wrong choice, you pay for it. So in order for you not to be in trouble all the time, in order for you to be able to, you know, get things that you want, there's a way to talk to people. The hardest of hearts, God can change. The hardest of hearts, God can change. Anybody who's so hard-hearted and don't want to hear what you have to say, it's okay. Because God can change them. All God requires of us to do is preach the gospel to every nation. Just go and explain it. Just go tell them. Don't be afraid to share. And your story is the best way to start a conversation with somebody about salvation. Just explain what he did for you. Works every time. Just explain to them how you got out of that rut, how you got yourself in the rut first, and who brought you out of the rut. We want to be transparent with people. We want them to understand what we have gone through, but we mostly want them to know, don't do what I did. We are not a do as I say, not as I do people. We're not. We are a let me be an example to you because of my mistakes. Please learn from what I have done. You know what I mean? And there's a lot of people out there that are following us. There are a lot of people that are paying attention to us, and they are learning from us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So even the things that we go through, even the bad things that happen to us, or even the things that we cause hurt and harm to others about, God forgives us of that. And we can't get past it. But the best thing to do is use that as a weapon. One, against the enemy, but two, to be a learning tool for others, so they can understand what you're going through, what you have gone through, and how God brought you through it. Because there's a lot of people who want to be delivered. There's a lot of people that are following us, and there are a lot of people that can't get out, can't be delivered, because we are not following. We're not taking them all the way out. Like my husband always says, take it to the finish line. He said that to me so many times that's my motto, take it to the finish line. So whatever I start, I'm going to try my best to finish it. Because you don't know who's following you. You don't know That's the thing. We don't know who's watching us. We don't know who we're being an example to. It's one thing to know who you're mentoring. It's another thing when you don't. It's a whole totally different thing. And most of the time, we don't know. So you have to be careful what comes out of your mouth, how it comes out of your mouth. We want to speak life. We don't want to speak death. I have to say it again. Excuse me. We want to go to Proverbs 4, 5 through 7. Proverbs 4. I apologize. Proverbs 4, 5 through 7. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of thy mouth. Forsake her not, and she will preserve thee. Love her, and she will keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. In all thy getting, get understanding. You want to know what you're talking about. You want to know why you're saying what you're saying, because you got to explain it. The best way to do it is to go through it. Once you go through it, then you gotta share it. We want to share the love of Christ with people, even through our hardships, because that's when actually his love really shines in our eyes. Other than that, we're kind of blind. We don't see the love of Christ until he extends it to us in that time that we need it. Amen? So we want to be careful not to have a Vashti experience. We want to be careful not to move out of our emotions. The worst thing you can do is to function out of your emotions. Thank you so much. That's the worst thing you can do, is to operate out of our emotions. It'll get you in trouble every single time. Give me one second. We want to be very careful who we talk to, how we talk to people, how we present ourselves, and how we receive people. We just want to be careful. Amen. We don't want to display a Vashti experience again. We don't want to have to go through that again. Through life, things will happen, but we have Christ, we have forgiveness, amen, and we have a second chance. So we have to take advantage of those things, amen. We may not think that the words that we speak do anything, but it does. It really does. Even the look, how you can look at somebody. You got to be. That was bad. You just got to be careful, you know, how you look at people, how you talk to people. We always convey a message. What is the message that we're sending out? It should be a message of love. It should be a message of peace. Amen. It should be a godly message that we're sending out to people. We want people to be able to receive God, not run from God. And we want to be saved ourselves. We want to be able to see Christ. We want to be able to receive from Christ the good things that he has for us. But if we keep tripping over our own feet and not paying attention to what we're saying and what we're doing, we're never going to get to the place that we desire to be. Amen. If you see your sister or your brother down, help them up. If you see your sister or your brother down, help them up. We have to be very careful with what we say and what we do. I don't know why that stuck to me, but it stuck so much. It stuck so hard to me when Charlie was explaining the book of Esther. I don't know, and I've known that story. I've heard that story. I've read that story before, but it just stuck on the inside of my heart because my heart went out to her. She lost everything. All because of the decision that she made that she couldn't change. And it went by so fast. You know, it was just a conversation. Send my queen. I want to show her off. No, I'm not coming. End of story. She lost everything. All because of just that. You know what I mean? You don't know what people have for you. You just don't know. You know, most people say they don't like surprises. Okay, so most people say they don't like this, they don't like surprises, but you don't know the what goes into these surprises that they have for you, this great thing they have. They just want to see your face light up when they give you the world. But we don't want to see the world from your hands. It's not good always, all the time. You know what I mean? You got to receive what God has for you in the moment. You got to be able to receive what God has for you however he give it to you. We have to, I don't know, my heart is just went, it just went out to Queen Vashti. It just went out to her because that was a real story. That was true. She lost everything. She lost her queenship. She had women who followed her. They loved her. She had the dream, and they wanted that. So they clinged to her. You know, they wanted the life that she had. They envied her, you know, and she flaunted it. You know, she had a party, enjoyed it, and lost it in a night. I mean, that just blew my mind, you know. It's like, geez, you know, so how many times have I done that? How many times? I remember, and I don't know if I explained it to you, I told you before, but I remember one day my parents put me on public assistance because they couldn't get on public assistance. My mother was sick. And we didn't have a lot of money to pay bills. So my parents put me at 18 on public assistance. And when she did that, I thought, I am flowing in the money. And I totally disregarded the whole plan that my parents had. We had bills to pay. My mother was in the hospital almost every other day. And we had bills to pay, and that's the plan that they came up with so that I could help. So that they could be able to do the responsible thing. But no, good old me. Nope. I took that money and I rationed out to my mother what I wanted her to have. Broke her heart. And I regret it to this day. But God is a forgiving God. My parents forgave me right away. Wow. I don't think I could have did that, honestly. You know, when you think you're in the heat of the moment, when you're in the heat of the moment and you make this decision, you know, you realize people are relying on you to keep the law, to keep the rule, to keep the agreement. They're relying on you to keep your word. And when you decide in the heat of a moment because somebody pushed a button, you just change everything. You didn't change it for you only. You changed it for me, too. Now I suffer. You know what I mean? Now I suffer because of your decision. I wasn't even in it. It's crazy, but that's how it is. That's how the way of the world is. That's how it is. And that's why it's so important that God tells us to be careful what you say. He says, wisdom is the principal thing. And all that getting, get, it says, wisdom is the principal thing. And in all that getting, get understand. You want to understand why wisdom is the principal thing. You want to have full understanding of what you say and why you said it the way you said it so that you will not say it wrong. You know what I mean? We want to get our point across. But we want to get our point across lovingly. You can't make somebody hear anything. You can't make anybody do anything. So lovingly present it and let the Holy Spirit do the rest. That's what God says. He says, draw them unto me. That's what he said, didn't he? He said, draw them unto me, and then I'll save them. Just bring them, and I'll do the rest. We make things so hard. Your emotions is the worst thing that you can rely on. Your emotions is the worst thing you can rely on. And I just want to warn everybody, because evidently, obviously, there's a warning out. Because this fell in my lap on a Sunday. While I was having Sunday school with my Sunday school teacher and my classmates, and this fell in my lap. So, hear the word of the Lord. There is a warning out. Be careful of your mouth and what you say, how you say it. Seek godly counsel. There's a word in here for what you need. Every area, every instant, you know, every situation we have, you don't have an answer. It's in here. Be careful. Take a moment to walk away. In the heat of the moment, take a moment, walk away. Don't do what Queen Vashti did. Amen. Take your time. And if they don't let you out of the moment, then you release yourself. There you go. Run. You know what I mean? You have to be so very careful. So hear the word of the Lord. Amen. Respond to the word of the Lord. Amen. I truly believe that was a warning to me and to us. Amen. Because we are all in one family in this place, right? So to the house, please be careful of what you say, how you look, and the things, the messages you send out. Amen? Please stand with me. Thank you so much for hearing me, for sitting still. Thank you so much for allowing me to be able to be used by God in front of you, because each and every individual in here, God's talking to you. So search your hearts. Search your hearts. Father, we ask you to forgive us of our sins. We ask you in the name of Jesus just to have your way in us, Lord God. If we really go back and we think, Lord God, of the things that we have done, Lord God, that we regret, we thank you that forgiveness stands in our face and we receive it. We ask you in Jesus' name to allow us to be transparent and use what we have gone through as a tool, Lord God, as a teaching tool for those that are standing in front of us, those that are asking of us, Lord God, those that are watching us, Lord God, those that are holding our hand and following us, trusting us to get them to the right destination. We ask you, Lord God, to allow us to be a good example. We trust you, Lord God. We don't trust ourselves, but we completely trust you, Lord God. So we ask you to have your way in us, Lord God. Follow us throughout our day. Allow us in the name of Jesus as it comes up, Lord God. Allow us in the name of Jesus to forgive ourselves, because you forgive us and we thank you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for speaking to us tonight. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to be able to hear your voice before we lay down on our beds, Lord God. Before we lay our heads down and sleep, Lord God, we ask you to let your will be done in us, Lord God. Bring peace to our soul in the name of Jesus. I do not beat myself up for what I have done, Lord God, because I know you took it away. And I thank you, Lord God, for your forgiveness and forgiving me. I just thank you, Lord God, for loving me enough to let me know I did it wrong, but I'm going to show you how to do it right. Have your way in us, Lord God. Walk with us, Lord God, each and every step of the way. And allow us in the name of Jesus to trust you beyond what we want to hear. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for being here this evening. Thank you so much for sharing with me the end of our day. What a wonderful thing to do. So we'll have service on Sunday. We'll see you then. Good night.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope that you received something and that you're one step closer to your breakthrough. Do us a favor. If you enjoyed this message, be sure to share it with your family and friends. And if you're looking for a way to support the ministry, visit the link in this episode's description to see how you can give today.